Turn with us to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. We appreciate the Lord and His goodness. His mercy endures forever. Amen. Matthew chapter 5. I want to read these verses. We read these a few weeks ago. Preached on the Beatitudes of the Lord in Matthew chapter 5. I want to read these tonight, and we want to go on with some more Beatitudes. As we look at this evening. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 1. If you have a place, stand in honor reading God's Word. And the Bible said, "And seeing the multitudes, He went up into a mountain. And when He was set, His disciples came unto Him. And He opened His mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." We preached a few weeks ago, when we preached a question to you, will you let Jesus bless you? And we're talking about blessing us now, the blessings that God has. And we see it in the Beatitudes, the blessings that He's promised us. And for those of you who might not have been here, we're talking about that. The blessedness of God, the blessings of the Lord, He said, are because of a superior virtue that God instills in us. It's as if He takes His own virtue and He puts us in us to help us to be basically all that we can be for the glory of God, even in the last days in which we live. But I want to say that in the Word of God, it far supersedes the here and now. But what God gives us, what God wants to put in us, is that virtue, that superior virtue that He has, the blessingness of God, the gifts of God to you and I, praise God, that'll sustain us for the future. Amen? So what I want to look at tonight, we looked at these Beatitudes of the Lord in Matthew chapter 5. But I want to go to the book of Revelation tonight. The book of Revelation, and I want to look at the Beatitudes of Revelation. The Beatitudes of Revelation are the blessings from God in the book of Revelation. You say, "Well, preacher, I don't see no blessings in the book of Revelation. It seems like it's all a lot of doom and gloom, a lot of apostasy, a lot of blasphemy, a lot of turning from God, and God is dealing with people that's doing those such things." And I want to say tonight that He will deal with those that are unbelievers, those that are God rejectors and God deniers. God will deal. And ain't it a good thing that He does? That He does deal with people that's denying and rejecting the atheists and those others that would the agnostics that would deny and reject the very magnificence of God Almighty. But He still deals with their heart to help them, amen. He still wants to bless them, give them that superior virtue, praise God, to help them oversee and see past all that and see the very goodness of God. And as we see in the book of Revelation, in Revelation chapter 1, we see John the Revelator. And he's given us a update of what's going on. And it, the book of Revelation is the revealing of God, of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's as if he's made a sculpture, has covered it with a great drape, and he's stepping back and slowly pulling it down so that we can see Christ in His manifestation, and we can see Him in the past and in the present and in the future. Amen? But I don't know about you, but that's how we live, right? We live in the past, and we were lost without God in our sin, deserving of hell. But God Almighty sent some little old preacher, some little granny woman, somebody our way, and they prayed for us. They showed us the gospel, and we got gloriously saved and born again through the Holy Ghost of God that convicted our heart and showed us that we was that old sinner in need of a Savior. And we appreciate the Lord doing that for us tonight. And what God, John the Revelator is doing here, he's trying to show us the Lord Jesus Christ. He shows us past, present, and future. Because I lived in the past, I was lost and undone. I got saved. I'm living in the present now, trying to serve the Lord, do best I can for His glory, asking Him to help me and manifest Himself in me in all that I do. Amen. I hope you're doing the same thing. Amen. If we're all doing the same thing in the same mindset, in one accord, then that's why we can come together in God's house and God can bless us. Amen. So we ought to be seeking that oneness in God in this present hour that we live. Now, I know a lot of times people say, well, I'll put that off for later on. I'll live for the Lord later. You may just go into heaven empty-handed. Amen. As though it by fire, praise God. But I want to go in, praise God, with something I can offer back to my Savior. Something I can do good to Him, for Him, that'll bring glory to His name. That some old sinner might see Jesus and be saved. That's what it's about. He said, go in the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in, that my house might be full. Praise God. That word compel means whatever it takes. Amen. Now, I'm not saying I'm going to go out and pass out hamburgers, try to get them to come to church. But I'm going to go out and tell them and compel them, amen. Show them the love of God. Show them the things of God, the greatness of God, the mercy of God, and invite them down to the house of God where they can get the Word of God so that they can be saved by the power of God. Amen. That's what it's all about. And when God manifests Himself in us this way, it helps us to see Him. Amen. As we look at this tonight, we asked the question before, will you let Jesus bless you? And I'm speaking about for the present, but I want to ask you tonight, will you let Jesus bless you in the future? Amen. We let Him bless you for the future, that He might use us, praise God, in a mighty way. Because He does offer blessings, amen, that superior virtue that He has to give, to offer to you and I. Amen. God offered you, that's a superior virtue, that's virtue like He has. Amen. So don't sell yourself short, praise God, say, well, this is all I got. Amen. God, the Lord Jesus has got a whole lot more. And He's offered it to us if we'll just accept it today. Amen. The blessing, that's that superior virtue that we have. We see that, we see the first beatitude of the book of Revelation in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 3. Revelation chapter 1 verse 3. He said, blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy. Now this is a prophecy of the Lord Jesus Christ. What is a prophecy? A prophecy is a foretelling. Amen. It means to tell forward. So he said, this is a prophecy that's being told forward. And he said, blessed. He said, a superior virtue is he that readeth. Amen. Let me ask you a question. Do you read your Bible? Hello? Amen. Oh me. Do you read it like you should? Amen. None of us probably do. Or to read a little every day. It blessed my heart. I went up there this morning to take some stuff to Brother Ralph, and Miss Ruby is in there with her magnifying glass and her Bible and a large print Bible and a magnifying glass, reading her Bible. It blessed my heart. Amen. I knocked on the door and went on in, and there she was sitting there and reading that blessed old King James Bible. Amen. God encouraged her through the Word. He said, blessed is he that readeth. Amen. He's talking about a private reading, what we do on our own. You said, yeah, I know what most of you say. Yeah, preacher, I follow along with you. Amen. Do you know a lot of people don't even do that? A lot of people don't even bring their Bible to the church house. My granddad told me a long time ago, get in the car to go to church. He said, well, boy, where's your Bible? Amen. I said, well, granddad, you're preaching. He said, that don't matter. You need to follow along in your Bible. Amen. You need to make sure I'm preaching it right. You need to follow along. Make sure you know the Word of God. Make sure it's a true Word. Make sure even I don't tell you wrong. Amen. So he said, blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the word. You know, there's a difference between reading and hearing. Amen? There's a difference between listening and hearing. Amen? A lot of times we'll sit and we'll say, well, I'm listening to the preacher. Amen? But we're not hearing what he says. I mean, you're hearing words come out, but you're not receiving those words. My wife looks at me and grins. Amen? Because I don't hear right. Amen? But but it's not because I don't want to. I want to hear right. Amen. So the reading of the Word, the speaking of the Word, the preaching of the Word, but then there's the hearing of the Word. That's wanting, longing to hear. That, you know, that's why we come to the church house. That's why I get on the radio and I start trying to find me some good Bible preachers, praise God, so I can hear the Word of God. And I listen, amen, to receive those nuggets, those blessings from God that He has to give to me. And the same one, the same blessing that He'll give to you. Amen, if you just listen. So He said that blessing is of reading and hearing the Word of God. And John is prophesying that. He's foretelling it about God's precious Word. Isn't it amazing that in here, in the very beginning, praise God, because He's talking about the Word, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Word. And He's speaking of Him and lifting Him up. And He said, blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. So He said, those that'll read it, those that'll listen, those that'll hear it, praise God. He said the words of the prophecy, the foretelling of what God's got for us. He said we can be blessed in that we've heard, we've read it, we've heard it, we've listened to it, and we've accepted it. So there's a difference between reading it and even listening to it and doing what it says. Amen. A lot of times we'll listen, we'll hear it, and then we'll say, well, I ain't going to do that. Amen. You know what that is? That's rebellion against God. Amen. It's not rebellion against the preacher. It's not rebellion against the church. It's not rebellion against your family. It's rebelling against God. It's looking God between beak and bill in His face and said, shaking your finger and saying, God, I'm not going to do that. And God said, and the Bible here very explicitly says, if we do that, then God won't bless us. But He says, Brother Kevin, if we do that, He said, He'll give us that superior virtue, that virtue that comes from Himself, praise God, to receive the blessing from God. Amen. So here we see the blessedness of God, the blessing of God, superior virtue given in the very first chapter of the book of Revelation. Amen. And you thought it was all just doom and gloom, didn't you? Amen. But it's not. It's blessings from the Lord, what God has to give us. We see the second one in Revelation chapter 14. Now, Revelation chapter 14 is dealing with those that are doomed from worshiping the beast. Amen. The beast, the false prophet. But in verse 12, in Revelation chapter 14, the Bible says this. He said, here is the peace of the saints. Now, just talking about these that's worshiped the beast and have been through torment and trial and all these things. He said, here is the patience of the saints. Amen. He said, for being patient, for staying steadfast, for keeping our eyes on the Lord. Amen. That's what that patience means. Amen. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God. Now watch this. And the faith of Jesus. That's pretty much it in a nutshell, isn't it? Amen? Those of us, those are patience of the saints, not patience of lost people. Amen? They can be patient, can be and be lost and still be lost. But He said patience of the saints is they keep the commandments of God and faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. And He said, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, now listen, now this is the voice of God speaking to John the Revelator. Amen. It isn't just a voice from somewhere in outer space or some unknown voice, but this is the voice of God that speaks to John. And he said, I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Now he's talking about a future, giving a future reference. Amen. These folks have done died, and these that have died and have gone through the tribulation, gone through that time of trouble that God talks about, that those that are unbelievers will go through. Amen. In this thing, but He said because of a patient, because they've stayed steadfast, because they've become believers and stayed the Lord, He said they'll never have to worry. He said those blessed are they which die in the Lord from henceforth. Amen. He said, blessed is those that superior virtue is given to those that die in the Lord Jesus Christ. When we die in the Lord Jesus Christ, because we live in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ is our Lord and our Savior. Bless His holy name. He said, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works do follow them. What's their works? That's that steadfastness. That's staying with the Lord. That's loving God. Amen. That's the blessings that they have, and those that have been holy because He said to be holy. And they stayed holy because God said to stay holy. And God's blessed them. He gave them that superior virtue, praise God, within themselves. And He said, blessed are they that die in the Lord from now on. Amen. Blessed are they that receiving that virtue from God. That steadfastness, praise God. You know what got them to that place? that steadfastness in the Lord. Amen. The only way we'll get to have that superior virtue is a steadfastness in the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't give up. We don't quit. Praise God. But we stay with the Lord Jesus Christ. Keep looking to Him, the author and the finisher of our faith, realize that He's going to help us to finish our course that He's put us on and help us to finish well. Amen. Giving us that substance that we need, praise God, to stay in that good fight of faith till the Lord Jesus comes to get us. Amen. That's looking ahead. He said, henceforth, looking ahead in the days ahead, praise God. He said, that patience that you have, just stay patient. Just keep waiting on the Lord. Keep looking to the Lord because He has all that we need. Amen. He is that blessed hope tonight. Praise the Lord. So we see that He gives us, amen, blessed promise that God has offered to us in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And then we see in the next blessing that we see, the next beatitude that we see is in Revelation chapter 16. In Revelation chapter 16, He's just speaking in verse 15. And he's speaking and He says, behold, or pay attention. In Revelation 16, 15, He said, behold, I come as a thief. Now watch this. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. Amen. So what He's talking about here, He said, blessed are those that, so, you know, with superior virtue is given to those who's watching for the Lord, who's stayed in the Lord and steadfast in His goodness and His mercy, praise God, and seeking, desiring to just be in His presence and to feel His presence and to know He's there and the guidance and the leadership that He gives us, praise God, and in a way that He can bless us, praise God, and give us that we need. It's what we was talking about a few weeks ago about that moral purity that we need because of the conviction of the Holy Spirit of God, because conviction has caused us to a moral duty. Amen. We said morals within itself is nothing. Amen. You can be a good moral person, be lost as a ball in high weeds. But if a Holy Ghost conviction has made you that moral person, morals with conviction, praise God, makes you morally good in your life. It gives you that superior virtue that shows out on you. Amen. People can see it in you. I wonder if people are seeing that virtue, that moral virtue, that superior virtue in us. Are they seeing it in you? Amen. It's there. God says it's offering. It's blessing for now. It's blessing for the future. Praise God. And if we want it, He said, we just got to bless. He's blessed are the watchers. Those that's watching for their souls. Those that are looking at themselves, observing themselves, that they might see what God sees in us. Amen. He said, if we'd examine ourselves, lest we be judged. Amen. If we examine ourselves, praise God, the Holy Spirit of God will show us where we mess up so that we can make a difference. There can be a difference in our lives. Praise His holy name. So He said, behold, I come as thee. Blessed is he that watches and keepeth his garments. Amen. Keepeth their garments what? Spotless. Keeps them without blame, without blemish, without any tarnishment on them. Amen. Trying to be undefiled in this world. Hey, mortifying the deeds of the flesh. Amen. I said, putting to death the deeds of the flesh. When the flesh rides up and wants to go in the wrong direction, you say, no. Amen. The end of that. Say, you ain't going to do it. Praise God. Because it's not right. God convicts your heart of it. Showed you the error of that way and takes you in the way that's right. Amen. There is a way that seemeth right. But I want to say, praise God, in God's eyes, there's a way it is right. And He'll help us to walk therein if we'll let Him. He said, if we'd seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, we had received those things that we need in this world today. The good things of God, the blessings of the Lord. Bless His name, amen. So we see that, blessed are the ones that walk. And then we see in the book of Revelation, chapter 19. Book of Revelation, chapter 19. The Bible speaks of the blessings of those that are called to the supper. Now we see in verses 7 and 8, He said, let us be glad and rejoice. And give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. Amen. So we see the wife has made herself ready. That's a church. That's one that's saved, born again, praise believers. Amen. He said, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, with her, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. Amen. Praise God. But so we see the cleaned up, we see the marriage of the lamb to the lamb's wife. Praise God. We see her cleaned up and made presentable, glory to God. The best that she'll ever look. Everything that's bad and wrong in her life has been taken away. It's been put under the blood. I mean, she's just as clean and as pure as she can be. She's just as clean and pure as that lamb without spot. Amen. But then verse 9, and he saith unto me, right, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, right, he said, these are the true sayings of God. So we see here, he said that marriage supper of the Lamb, he said, blessed are they which are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Who's going to be called to the marriage supper of the Lamb? All those, praise God, that's been born again. All those that have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ and that free pardon of sin. Those are the ones that's going to be invited, amen, called into that marriage supper of the Lamb. Amen. You say, well, preacher, that'll be the church. Praise God. The church is going to be there. Praise God. They're the bride. Amen. But he said there's going to be a whole lot of folks that's going to be called to that marriage supper. There's going to be folks that's going to be participating in the marriage supper of the Lamb. Amen. Praise God. The goodness of God as He manifests Himself, praise God, and we begin to worship and praise Him and give Him glory for how good He's been to us. And He begins to set us a table, praise God, a banquet, a celebration, glory be to God, of that superior virtue that He's given us in order to allow us to be there. And then all those others, praise God, that's gathered around but that have come, praise God, looking for the Lord Jesus Christ, expecting Him. Amen. They come. They're invited to come in. Those, I believe, those Old Testament saints and those New Testament saints and those tribulation saints, praise God, they're going to be invited to the supper of the great King, praise God. The marriage supper of the Lamb. They're going to be invited in. They're going to be an honored guest, praise God. Amen. Say, preacher, I believe that's what the Bible's teaching us. The bride is there. That's just like the story of the 10 virgins, praise God. The 10 virgins are waiting for the bridegroom to come. But where's the bride at, praise God? I'm going to tell you where the bride's going to be. The bride's going to be down at the Father's house. Amen. That's where she'd be. That's where God paints her. That's where she's always been. She's always been at the Father's house waiting on the bridegroom, praise God. And when the marriage is over, glory to God, and that bride has been made white and clean and pure, praise God, and been received by the bridegroom, glory be to God, then it'll be the marriage supper of the Lamb. Amen. Where folks will be invited in. He said, blessed are they which are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Boy, what a time that'll be. Glory be to God. You say, well, preacher, who do you think? I say, I believe old John Baptist will be there. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I believe you say, well, I don't think he'd be left out. Amen. Glory be to God. Jesus said, there's no greater, praise God, than John the Baptist. He said, but even so, praise God, the least in the kingdom of God will be greater than John. Why? Because they're, praise God, they're participating in the marriage, but praise God, he's an invited guest to the marriage supper. Amen. Glory be to God, won't it be something? Maybe after John Baptist comes in, praise God, he'll come old faithful Abraham. Amen. Faithful to God. And he counted to him for righteousness, glory to God. Amen. Praise God. Then those old others, praise God, come marching in. And then those old saints, praise God, that were beheaded for their faith during the tribulation period. Those that died, amen, they come to know Jesus Christ and a free pardon of sin and a tough time, glory to God, but they stayed faithful to their faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, blessed are they, glory to God, that are called into the marriage supper of the Lamb. Blessings from the Lord. Amen. And then we see the next one in Revelation chapter 20. In Revelation chapter 20. Well, let's just start at verse 4. We see the Revelation chapter 20 in verse 1 and 2 and 3. He talks about that the Satan, the old deceiver, is bound and he's bound for 1,000 years. He's cast in the bottom pit and he's shut up. Amen. I'd like to shut him up, wouldn't you? Hey man, I'd like to shut him up once and for all. I hate that stinking wrestle and the lies he tells. Praise God. I'd like to, as we tell Mia, we get ready to go into places where you got to be quiet. And Grandma's got this thing with her. She said, Mia, when we get in here, said, you got to lock it up. Amen. And be quiet. So she does like she locks up and puts a key in her pocket. Amen? Then she goes in there. It's funny to watch her because she'll get there. You don't have to say nothing. She'll just get in there and she'll go. Amen? That's what I wish I could do to the devil. I just like to lock him up, praise God, and shut his mouth where he couldn't say nothing, where he couldn't deceive, where he couldn't be the accuser of the brethren. We're living a day and hour, praise God. If we ain't careful, we got people running around all over the world that's accusing brother and sister Christ of doing this and that and the other, praise God. And if we ain't careful, we'll grab that and run with it, and we don't know what we're talking about. Amen. Oh me, we got to be careful, praise God, because God is real. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he said in verse 4 of Revelation chapter 20, he said, "And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the Word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Amen. Praise God. Talking about the millennium. Amen. He said those tribulation saints are going to be there. Praise God. To rule and reign. But then he says, but the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. Those are those that's lost, that died lost without God. He said, this is the first resurrection. Those that, praise God, that's resurrected and reign with Christ. He said, blessed. Now watch this. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. Amen. Praise God. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Amen. What a blessing that is. Amen. 1,000 years of millennial reign, praise God. Resurrect the first, those that are partakers in the first, he said, blessed are they that are partakers in the first resurrection. When we go out of here, praise God, to be with the Lord and to be with Him, praise God, forevermore. Amen. We can see this and we just bless the Lord for that that we know about. And this thing's true. It's real. It's not only told here. Bible said the Word of God, Peter says it's of no private interpretation. You say, well, preacher, it talks about the millennium here, the 1,000 years here. Well, where is it talking about somewhere else? In the book of Daniel. Book of Daniel gives us several places where it talks about those that will rule and reign with Him. Look at Daniel chapter 7. Daniel chapter 7. Amen. The Bible says in verse 18, but the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Amen. Praise God. That means that we'll have the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. When He comes to rule and reign, we'll be there with Him and we'll be with Him, praise God, from now on. Amen. Look at verse 22. It said, thus He saith, verse 22, yeah, until the Ancient of Days came and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. Amen. Praise the Lord. It sounds like the saints is marching in. Praise God. Amen. And it says in verse 27, he said, and the kingdom and the king and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey Him. Amen. So we see, praise God, that the kingdom of God, when He begins to reign and He'll continue to reign. We say, well, preacher, you know, it's going to be, we think about it a lot of times this way, and He's going to reign for 1,000 years, and then He's going to give that up, and then He's going to go about His business somewhere else. And then after that battle Armageddon, after the devil and the demons of hell is put down, He's going to come back. But that ain't the case. He said the devil's going to be loose for a little season. And why that is, I don't know. That's in God's sovereignty. It's His will, praise God. But even though that for 1,000 years they've been perfect rule, they've been perfect peace, perfect harmony, the lamb and the wolf have laid together, praise God. The bear and the cow have become vegetarians together. They don't eat each other anymore, praise God. They don't eat each other young. The bear don't eat the little baby calves and stuff no more, praise God. They learn to get along during the millennium. But after 1,000 years, praise God, he said there's going to be a time when Satan's loose for just a little season. And he'll come and deceive just like he always has. But see, praise God, with God Almighty and His kingdom ruling with the rod of iron, praise God, He's going to put down that uprising of the devil. He's going to destroy it, praise God, and cast him into the lake of fire where the beast and the false prophets are, praise God. I'm looking for that glorious day when the beast, the false prophet, and the deceiver, praise God, is cast out of my sight. Amen. Glory day, what a day that'll be. When He's gone, never to bother us no more. Appreciate that, don't you? Praise God, the saints of God is with Him, praise God. All those that's been born again, amen, will be ruling and reigning with Him for 1,000 years. And then the kingdom will be given forever and forever, praise God. He'll never relinquish His power. He'll allow some things, praise God. Now, I don't understand all that. I've been studying on it for 2 weeks, and I can't figure out why God would allow that. But then again, I don't understand why He created Lucifer to begin with, knowing that he was going to do what he did when he had tried to rise up and become God. Amen. But you know what? Most time God does things for us is to prove our faithfulness to Him, to check us out to see if we're going to be faithful during the hardships and temptations. Whether the trials come, we're going to keep lifting up our hands and praising the Lord. And say, God, we know that You are in control, praise God. So we see that 1,000 years, resurrection, the first, amen, the first resurrection. Praise God, we don't have to worry about that second death. See, those that's died and went to hell and in the regions of the doom, praise God, they'll live there now in perfect consciousness. They'll be brought out after the millennium, after 1,000 years, and after, praise God, all that, and they'll be judged and then cast into the lake of fire, amen, to suffer forever. But we'll never have to worry, praise God. I'm only going to die one time. And I may not even do that, praise God. I may just lay down this body, praise God, I'm going to go be with the Lord. The body's going to lay down in death maybe one day. Praise God, I hope we all go out in the rapture. I'm looking for the Lord to say, come up hither, praise God, and off we go. A shout and a trump, and he said, it's finished. Amen. Wouldn't that be all right? Wouldn't it be all right if we beat that old storm out of here? Amen. Before it got to us, we got gone. Amen. God said, I'll just take you out of the way. Bless His holy name. What a God we serve. He's able. Amen. So we see the blessed of those holy, praise God, who have a part in the first resurrection. Amen. And then we see the last one in book of Revelation chapter 22. Revelation chapter 22, he's talking about when we see that pure river of water and we see God Almighty. Amen. In verse 7, he says, behold. There he says again, the Lord says, pay attention. And he says, I come quickly. Now notice two things he says. Here he says, behold, I come quickly. Amen. In other words, what the Lord is telling us there in the book of Revelation chapter 22, the last book and the last chapter, praise God, He said, you need to be ready because I'm coming in a hurry. Amen. He said, if you're not prepared when I come, said, you might miss my coming. So you say, preacher, well, I don't really believe. Yeah, listen, the Jew thought the same thing. They weren't ready, praise God. John Baptist was preaching to be ready. Amen. He said, repent of your sins, praise God. I come with a baptism of repentance. Repent for your sinfulness. They knew the Word of God. They was raised in it. They knew it. But they had failed God. They had turned from God. Amen. And when Jesus come, they wasn't ready. They wasn't expecting Him. They wasn't looking for Him. And they didn't see Him, even though He walked right among them. Amen. I wonder how many of our people today, praise God, are not seeing Him, but He's walking right among them. Amen. They just choose not to see. But He says, behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Amen. He said, blessed are those, a superior virtue is given to those that keep this book, the prophecy, the foretelling of this book. In other words, if you believe the book, you got to believe the book. I've had a lot of people that claim to be saved, they claim to be saved, but they don't believe the book. Amen. I want to say, you can't be saved tonight and not believe the book. Now, let me just say this. You can be saved tonight and not understand all the book. I don't understand all of it. There's a whole lot of gray areas in there for me, but it's not for God. And I believe His Word explicitly. I believe it is the Word of God. Amen. I believe it every bit. I may not understand it all, but I believe it all. And I believe it's all for me. I believe there's some people that claim to be saved and say, well, part of that book, this part and this part and this part, and this part's not for me. I know it probably not, because it messes up your lifestyle. Amen. But our lifestyle ought to be conformed to the Word of God. Amen. To a God style. Amen. So he said, Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. He said, take what the foretell of this book, what we know, what God's showed us, what he's given us here, this revealing it, John's talking about in the book of Revelation, and believe it, praise God, in our hearts. Amen. So he said, whoever believes in your heart, praise God, is given that superior virtue from God. Praise the Lord. A beatitude. Amen. And then we have another in chapter 22. Chapter 22 and verse 14. He said, blessed are they. Now watch this. He said, so here's two promises. He said, well, he said, behold, I come quickly. And he said, blessed is he that keepeth the prophecy saying. But he said, and blessed are they that do his commandments. Amen. So you want to get the blessed God? You want superior virtue in your life? Praise God. Just keep the commandments of God. What is the commandments of God? That we love our brother. We love our neighbor as ourselves. Amen. We keep those things, those virtues, those things that he said that's all the prophecies basically in full. When we love our brother, amen, and we love our neighbor, and we treat them as ourselves. Praise God. He said that's the whole essence of the law, is that we would have the love of God in our hearts. Amen. So he said, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life. Amen. That tree of life is what keeps you going forever and ever and ever and ever. Amen. Praise God. He said he'll let you be partaker of that tree of life and give you life ever after. And said that they may enter in through the gates into what? The city. Amen. So here we have a blessed, a superior virtue of those, praise God, that love the Lord, are seeking His Spirit, knowing that He's coming quickly, praise God, and those that have kept the commandments of God, followed in the Word of God, believe the truth of the Word. He said that's that superior virtue that He gives us. So we ask the question, will you let Jesus bless you now and in the future, in your future, with those superior virtues, praise God, He's got to give us. Amen. We don't have them within ourselves. We can't conjure them up. But he said, God has promised he'll give them to you in Matthew, in the book of Revelation. He said, the Beatitudes, he said, I've given you these virtues, this virtuousness that God has given to us, that will give to us, praise God, so that we can believe all that God says and that we can enter in into God's kingdom, into his place, into his city, into that place that's prepared for those that's prepared for that place. Amen. So that we follow His commandments, we keep the prophecy of the Word of God, of this book, and that we do His commandments. He said, blessed are they that keep His commandments, that do His commandments. Amen. We can know them and not do them. Amen. We can look up here on this board and we can know all the commandments, the Ten Commandments. We can know every one of them, but we can break every one of them. Amen. You can know them, but we can still not do them. We can break them. Amen. But he said, we keep his commandments. And said, they may have right to the tree of life. Amen. Praise God. What a blessing that'll be. He said, one day that we'll be over there with him. Praise God. We rule and reign with him. That tree of life be there, and it'll be for the healing of the nations. Amen. We'll be able to partake of that God's given us, that God's promised us, this hope that he has. Praise God. And he said, we can be blessed for Lord Jesus Christ, right now and in the future. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying we're a blessed people. Amen. We have blessings poured out upon us. We have blessings promised us from God. And all we have to do is just accept and live that superior virtue that God's given to us. We can't earn it. We can't work it out. We can't be good enough to get it. But when we just believe God and we trust Him, He gives us the virtue that we need. That superior virtue, that blessedness that we talk about in these Beatitudes. God says, I've offered that to you. And He said, it's a gift to you from me. Amen. Praise God.